Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 11, 2024, Monday of the fourth week of Lent. It is taken from John chapter 4, verses 43 to 54. At the time, Jesus left for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go. Your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them, "When he began to recover?" They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now, this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee in Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. At the outset of public ministry of Jesus, people came following him. They were growing as he performed more miracles, healing there, healing here. And then people would appreciate and they were amazed at how he talked, at the words that came out of his mouth. The gospel today says that when the Lord healed the son of the official, it says that this is the second sign that the Lord had performed when he came to Galilee from Judea. Of course, there will be more of this. And people, crowds will grow in number. He would even distribute bread to thousands of people who ate their fill. But time would come when he would go to other towns, even to the peripheries, even to pagan towns, to Gentiles. And he would tell his disciples, "We have to go there, because it was to such as this, and that is preaching, that he was sent." And he would tell people the reason why they were following him. It was because they were healed, they had eaten of the bread that he had multiplied from few loaves of them and a few fish, so that when he started doing less of miracles, people began to abandon him, especially when he was going deeper to tell them that the real sign are not physical miracles, that the real sign was deeper than this. It was even deeper than moral or spiritual. It would be the sign that will bring about salvation to humanity. Not only patches or little bits of healing here and there. And that would be the sign that he gave. Like it was in the time of Jonah, 3 days in the belly of the whale. It would be 3 days in death in Mount Calvary. And on the third day, he would rise again. That ultimate sign of making death having no more sting. That will be the sign of the triumph of the cross.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.